Each week on the Friday show on Access, we're going to try and do something new and include an update on gaming. By gaming, of course, I mean everything related to computer, console and mobile devices, games you might get on iPads, Android devices, all that kind of stuff. I'm joined in the studio by our resident expert, Sonny, to go through of the week's news stories. We start off with loads of stories about a game that's been almost impossible to miss over the last few days. That is Pokemon Go. First of all, Sonny, to those Luddites, like the vast majority of people over the age of 30, what is Pokemon Go?
Pokemon Go is basically just a video game based on the anime cartoon, which is based off of the small group of characters that go around this fantasy world capturing these fantasy creatures. The game is basically played on mobile devices like phones, iPads, iPhones, Samsungs, etc. The game just uses the GPS on your phone to put your character in where your location is, and GPS just in layman's terms is what you sat-navs uses to get around. So Pokemon trainers, which are the players playing the game, use their phone to capture these fantasy creatures and use them to battle other players in Pokemon gyms and to capture other Pokemon throughout the world.
Now, this game uses something called augmented reality. What's that?
Augmented reality is just the way the game plays. It takes certain info to and displays it on screen to make the person feel more immersed within the game.
Okay, so someone goes around and they point their phone's camera at wherever they are, and then a picture of where they are appears on the phone, I assume.
A more basic interpretation of where you are on the map instead of this specific location with all the details, just to make sure the phone doesn't run out of battery while you're playing.
And then the character you're trying to catch appears on top of that.
Yeah, it appears on top, and as soon as you click on it, it opens up your camera so you can see the world around you and also see this creature within the world.
What is a Pokestop and what is a Pokegym?
A Pokestop is a landmark where you can more or less get items to help you capture more Pokemon and progress through different gyms. And gyms are where you can battle other trainers to capture a higher ranked or tiered Pokemon. So you can just continue within more gyms, battling more and more players.
So these landmarks are actually normal things around you. It might be something down your street.
Yeah, yeah. It can range from libraries to museums and sometimes even famous landmarks like the Eiffel Tower.
Pokemon have teamed up with Google Maps to do this as well, so using loads of their data too. And I suppose this is why the whole thing has been in the news lots as well. It appears that some people aren't being particularly careful whilst they are using the game. Lots of stories we've seen about bad things happening to people, basically.
A small group of children have been found lost in mines.
Okay, yeah.
In Bosnia, they've put up signs to warn players to stay away from minefields. And one man in Northern Ireland has jumped in front of traffic in order to continue playing and capture his Pokemon.
Well, I mean, it does all sound quite funny, but seriously, some organisations are getting pretty concerned about this too, aren't they?
Yeah.
Warning Pokemon users to stay away.
Yeah, they've been told to stay away from hospitals because they've been disturbing the nurses and patients. One man in Baltimore has also had a car accident while playing the game, and police have just issued warnings to keep safe while you're playing this game out in public.
So basically, there's just some people who don't want Pokemon players anywhere near them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. I suppose if you're in a hospital in A&E, really not very well, the last thing you want is someone kind of tripping over you while staring at their mobile phone. Okay, right, on things other than Pokemon Go, there's been a big announcement from Microsoft this week.
Microsoft has announced the release date of their new Xbox One console. The Xbox One is a smaller Xbox One with a larger hard drive, which is 2 terabytes, which is pretty big. And it can support 4K gaming and streaming videos, which makes 4K makes the image quality a lot cleaner and crisper. And it can also you can also watch Blu-ray movies.
Okay, so like I've seen 4K TVs in the shops that make everything crisper and sharper, but that's receiving TVs. But this Xbox actually broadcasts in 4K itself.
Yeah, the Xbox itself, so it doesn't just rely on the TV.
So when you're Skyping somebody, basically everyone can see every little tiny detail on your face. Okay, well, fair enough. And stick it with product announcements. HyperX have got something new out too, I believe.
Yes, HyperX have announced their new line of headsets, the Cloud X, which is top of the line. They've partnered with Microsoft to release a Gears of War themed headset that they're also going to be selling with the Xbox One Elite controller, which is also coming out pretty soon.
So all in all, this headset is, apart from having a Gears of War theme to it, what's special about it?
The specs say that they have a sound pressure of 104.5 decibels, and it also has a frequency response of 12 hertz to 28,000 hertz.
In other words, it's very, very loud, basically. Yeah. That's what it is. Okay, so the Gears of War theme continues with their controller and headset. What's unique about the controller then? Because I've seen Xbox controllers. We've got Xbox at home. Surely one controller is the same as any other.
Well, the Xbox Elite controller is supposed to take gaming to the next step with Xbox. Instead of having the normal buttons on the front, you also have four new buttons on the back, which you can program within the game to do certain things. And the small cross-section, which is called the D-pad, has also been switched out for a circular pad, which adds eight new buttons, giving the player more control over what they can do within the game.
Thanks for that, Sonny. We will be back next week with some more gaming news.